I'll tell you what, it's been a very quick year since I had the pleasure of being at the Lake Macquarie Business Awards for 2016. Of course, they're all on again, 22nd of July, and to talk to us about that is Brett Gleeson, Business Growth Centre Manager. Good morning, Brett. It does seem very quick since we were talking. This was all happening last year, doesn't it?
It does, and this is our sixth year in, so six times around, and it just seems to get quicker every year. So that may be a factor of just getting a little bit older and the years go a bit quicker. I'm not sure, Mark.
Well, we won't mention that at all, Brett, but look, I've got to say, look, it is a great chance to honour a lot of the businesses in the Lake Macquarie area that are doing a lot of great things. Of course, how are the nomination process? How's that all going for this year?
Good. There's been certainly strong interest, and we've had a series of information workshops for people to get some the lowdown on how to approach their entries and their applications. So that's been good. There's been good interest there, and we know that quite a few businesses have actually registered online, and some have already submitted their applications, which is good. But there's certainly time for others to do that. Go online, have a look at the awards, pick out a couple of categories and fill out the application form. So there's certainly plenty of time, and encourage businesses that are based in Lake Macquarie to consider that as a great boost to their business.
Brett, what are some of the categories that you'll be highlighting this year?
Well, we've got a couple of them out of some. So the standard ones are the excellence in brand and marketing, sustainability, and business practices, innovation. The new one this year is excellence in digital technology. This is to align with Lake Macquarie Council's smart city strategy, and we're looking to promote and support digital-based businesses. So that's a new one. Workplace culture, training and development, entrepreneurship, customer service, not-for-profit, and of course the one that to NUR sponsor is the new business, provide the prize for the new business first year of operation. And then there's the young entrepreneur. And then three big ones, of course, as you know, the three big awards is Business Person of the Year, Business of the Year, and the Young Business Person of the Year, which is the cream of the crop.
Yeah, I can remember last year, though, the winners were very, very excited to get their names announced. Now, how long before the nominations close? The event's on the 22nd of July, but when do you have to have those nominations in?
Well, nominations, you've got to register by the 22nd of May, which is only 12 days away. So you've got to go online and register and fill out the first page. You've then got another week to actually have the applications in and completed. So but we've got to have that registration so we know who's in, because we have to get 16 panels of judges ready. So we have to know how many's in each category so we can schedule those judging panels over. They start on the 31st of May. We started judging. It takes us a bit over 2 weeks to complete all the judging for across all the categories. So there's a fair bit of time put into that stage of it. So we've got to stick to the timetable.
So pretty much the end of May is the timeline for us. We look forward to hearing some of those fantastic winners again, and we know everybody that is nominated does a fantastic job business-wise in the Lake Macquarie area. And if you'd like to get involved, head to the website and have a look at it, and look forward to congratulating you on the 22nd of July, or after the 22nd of July. That's the Business Growth Centre Manager, all about the Lake Macquarie Business Excellence Awards, Brett Gleeson, and he'll be on stage 22nd of July. Look forward to that.